An effort to help Seattle Mayor Ed Murray pay his legal bills has hit a roadblock. The Ethics and Elections Commission has said a proposed legal defense fund for the mayor would not comply with the city's ethics code. KUOW's Kate Walters explains.
Here's the idea. Murray is facing a lawsuit alleging that he raped a teen boy in the mid-80s. Attorneys for the proposed defense fund say his legal bills will likely reach $1 million, and they want concerned citizens to be able to chip in. Taki Flavaris is one of those attorneys.
I think it's important just in general to make sure that our officials aren't able to be sued in a very aggressive manner and not be able to defend themselves, and there's a lot of problems with that.
To avoid ethical conflicts, Flavaris says the proposed fund would be handled by an independent trustee. Donations would be anonymous, and donors would have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. But the Ethics and Elections Commission says the proposal as it stands wouldn't be legal. Specifically, they say it goes against a clause that prevents officials from receiving gifts that create an appearance of impropriety or are an attempt to curry favour. Wayne Barnett is executive director and a non-voting member of the commission. He says making donations anonymous in this case is not enough.
If someone with a significant interest in city business makes a substantial contribution to the legal defense fund, what I heard the commission say was that a reasonable person would still believe that that was intended to influence that city action.
Barnett says it's unlikely that the source of donations would not become known. Seattle does not have a law specific to legal defense funds. Attorneys for the fund say they'll go back to the drawing board and may come back with an altered proposal. The commission's decision will not apply to Murray when he leaves office. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.